Welcome to the Learning Technologies Podcast. Today's topic is participatory partnerships. I'm designing a training series for university professors and business leaders on the value of public sphere pedagogy and participatory partnerships. For the next few weeks of this summer, you will see 10 specific tips, maybe 11, on research-based best practices for creating your own participatory partnerships. Although my training will focus on participatory partnerships between university professors and business leaders, these partnerships have many, many couplings. They can include connections between community businesses, community outreach groups, K-12 schools and the neighborhood community, K-12 schools and outreach groups at the city, local, and state level, and partnerships between school and community, school and family, students and teachers, classroom families, and the U.S. and global counterparts that they may have. For all types of participatory partnerships, start with the familiarity of a meet and greet away from the workspace of your team of learners, faculty, students, colleagues. This does not necessarily mean that your first meeting has to cost a lot of money or be all off-site, retreat style, although who wouldn't love to meet off-site in Hawaii? Meet and greet away from your workspace can mean outside, in front of your building, in a conference room down the hall, at your on-site coffee cart, or perhaps in the commons area or the park across the street. For online partnerships, what is important is to meet at a time that is convenient for everyone, or almost everyone, and that the meeting occur in a meeting space platform that is convenient for as many of your partnership participants as possible. For both on-site and online participatory partnerships, record your meeting and make the recording available for those who were unable to meet, and for all of us who need reminders of what was discussed. This is the first participatory partnerships tip. Meet and greet to begin great partnerships. Podcast note: if you find this podcast after the summer of 2017, you will find all the participatory tips listed under the content tag Participatory Partnerships at this blog. Thank you.